some members of the commission, authorized by voters in Issue 3, the Ethics and Term Limits Amendment, say its first report is unlikely to contain any salary recommendations for legislators, constitutional officers, or judges. Newly confirmed chair of the commission, Larry Ross, on whether he expects any proposals in the initial review due February 2nd.
Oh, heavens. Right now, we're just trying to ascertain this information to be able to make a decision.
Vice Chair Chuck Banks says it's important not to move too quickly and to keep the public included while considering changes to salaries and reimbursements for elected officials.
From what I heard today, I could see us taking 6 months, possibly even a full year.
Commission members stress the importance of appearing independent, to the point of considering whether their website address should include the word independent. Members made their remarks on independence while some of those that appointed them and whose salaries they will be adjusting watched the proceedings. Banks acknowledges the role of legislators in forming the commission, but said he has no preconceptions on what new salary levels should be.
Parts of the system appear to be, at least from my perspective, the legislature's telling us we need help to fix something, and we want some citizens to come in here and kind of help us along to fix it and set them right. That doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going up or everybody's staying the same or everybody's going down.
Arkansas's legislators are among the lowest compensated in terms of salary alone nationwide. The commission has no limits on their initial round of changes, but subsequent years limit changes to 15% increments. The commission meets again on the 30th. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.